Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I star Wilson's sisters, Ann and Nancy, call themselves Heart when they get on the stage. But one of the great rock and roll bands. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We take care of it, update it, and improve it all the time just for you. So check it out. Don't forget to check out all the work that Rob Jollis has deposited with us in the last almost 12 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And you can find so many words of wisdom on selling, putting your best foot forward in the marketplace right there on all the things he's done with us. But his own website is outstanding, Rob, and it's your last name, .com, isn't it, Jollis?
That's it, Jollis.com.
Two L's, Jollis.com?
Yes.
And you can find your books there, too. The Way of the Road Warrior, Customer Centered Selling, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, and don't forget Jollis.com/blarticle.
Oh, yeah, the blarticle, the weekly blarticle.
Right. Very proud of that blarticle.
It's not an article. It's not a blog. It's a blarticle, folks. Only
you
Rob. Only Rob.
There's
would
a trademark
up
on that one. And by the way, it went registered about 2 weeks ago. So
good for
that,
you.
That one belongs to me now.
Glad you've paying attention to the intellectual property, Rob. We talked in the last segment about how to figure out how to accept a compliment of when somebody compliments you on success. How to receive it in a way that's worthy of the compliment. What about the other way around? Don't we also most of us need to learn how to go up and give a compliment if we see somebody doing something right? One of my favorite things to do in a day, in any given day of my life, one of my favorite things to do is to catch somebody who's serving me in some way, to catch them doing something right and saying, "Good job." That costs me nothing, and it gives them a smile, and it's my favorite thing to do.
That brings up, kind of makes my hair stand on end. I have to tell you that we were talking about instinct before we went to break and how it's not instinctive to actually begin with positive. It's the same thing. It's just interesting when you said we were going to flip the table there. I was wondering where you were going, and you're right. It's the same sort of instinct. I think there's a voice in us that almost talks us out of it, that says, they probably hear this before, or they don't want to hear
some
that
people,
from me.
Some people would be embarrassed to do that. They think that they were being forward or whatever, but it's maybe the nicest thing anybody did for them today.
I agree. And, you know, it's not that I'm always after business and hounding and fighting for business, but people don't forget you for it. And I've got somebody on my screen right now. We're going to be talking in 2 weeks. Who all I did was compliment a site that one of my books was on, and mm-hmm. this 3 years later has kind of blossomed into a friendship because it meant a great deal to this individual. I mm-hmm. thought he heard it all the time. No, he didn't mm-hmm. hear it from anybody. And we're sort of looking at doing a project together. But it began with a compliment,
right?
A sincere compliment that meant a lot to him.
Well, you know, I have to be honest, though, in full disclosure, Rob, if somebody doesn't do a good job, I say that to them, too. I say...
There you got me there.
I don't do it all the time, but sometimes I say, you know, you didn't do a very good job of taking care of me today. You need to pick up the pace or something like that. But here's what's fun, is if somebody's doing a really good job, and I'll say, do you mind if I speak to your manager? Of course, they turn ashen, right? If it looks like they're going to faint, I actually say, "Don't worry, it's not going to be bad." But if they don't look like they're going to faint, I say, "Can I speak to your manager?" And they'll go get the manager and bring him on. I say, "This person did a good job today." And I do that all the time.
Yeah. I think that's a great thing to do. And once again, why don't we do it? Well, we figure somebody else will do it for us.
Yeah.
But I happen to agree with you. It's it not only makes that person's day, but you forgot to mention this, it'll make your day too.
Well, it does. It does. Yeah. And I'll tell you something, Rob. I'm not, you know, I'm tough sometimes. I'm a I'm a I won't tell you that. I won't use the word my dad would have used if he were describing me. But my point is, I'm not going to rail on this show about bad customer service that I see out there and why I think it's stupid for small business owners to not have good customer service. I'm not going to do that without complimenting people when I see them doing the right thing.
I think that's smart. And by the way, it also provides a little bit of credibility when you compliment people. You know, I told you that I always start with asking somebody what two things that they think they did well when I'm coaching them. But don't think for a minute that I won't balance that out, not give them 15 things they could have done better, but the two most important things I'd like to see them do differently. And you know what? They can hear it. It's in balance. They know it's sincere. Nobody wants to just hear all the great things they did if you're coaching them, and nobody wants to just spend a half hour getting beaten up either. Just balance it out. Balance it out.
Right. Absolutely. Last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Last thoughts, 30 seconds. Well, I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to take these 30 seconds for myself and tell you that I finished my manuscript on December 31st. I'm very happy to tell you that I've got that Brian Tracy was kind enough to put a quote on that new manuscript.
Which one?
And I'm very excited. I've got it on a couple of publishers' desks, and I hope next time that we talk,
what is the title?
I'll have some good news for you. I can't tell you that title. But I will tell you this. You know me. It deals with influence and persuasion.
And tell the audience whose radio show you're going to launch your book
absolutely
on.
Jim Blassingame
Show.
That's right. He'll hop me down
or I'm gonna
and
know,
find
I'll,
me.
Or I'll know the reason why. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Jollis.
Okay.
Jollis.com, folks, is the website. Rob Jollis, he's the best. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.